And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli media cited foreign reports of an Israeli strike on Iran in the absence of official public comment, while Iranian television reports played down the attack, many not even mentioning the, quote, Zionist entity, Iran's term for Israel. Muted responses suggest neither side wanted to escalate the conflict. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel is traditionally silent on issues like nuclear weapons and intelligence operations, though hardline security minister Itamar Ben-Gvir sent out the one-word message, feeble, on X. In Iran, President Ebrahim Raisi chose not to cut short a trip to a central province, indicating the country wasn't on high alert. A senior Iranian official told Reuters that Tehran did not plan a response now. The apparent attack was the latest in a round of actions set off by the killing of seven Iranian officers in a strike on an embassy compound in Damascus on April 1st. Though Israel has never acknowledged that it was behind the strike, it sparked fears of a wider regional conflict spilling over from the war in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Ukraine has appealed for its European allies to urgently step up weapons supplies as it struggles to hold ground against invading Russian forces. As Henry Ridgewell reports, Germany has called for allies to provide more air defense systems as Russian drones and missiles rain down on Ukrainian cities.
Ukraine is outgunned by Moscow's forces and is losing ground. Its cities have come under daily attack from Russian missiles and drones. At least 13 people were killed in this attack on Chernihiv Wednesday. Kyiv has made repeated urgent appeals to the West. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 69 people across Pakistan died in the past week after heavy rainfall caused severe flooding, according to the National Disaster Management Authority. Reuters correspondent Emma Gell reports.
The rains began at the start of April and were forecast by the Pakistan Meteorological Department, or PMD, to affect most parts of the country. This man in the central city of Chaman, in the country's southwestern Balochistan province, says flooding swept away cars, killing several women and children. Apart from those killed, dozens have suffered injuries from lightning strikes and buildings collapsing, local media reported. The PMD has forecast that rain and hailstorms could persist in almost all areas of the country until Monday. Snowfall has also been forecast in the mountainous northern provinces.
Emma Gell from Reuters. Venezuela's main opposition coalition has agreed to unite behind former diplomat Edmundo Gonzalez as its challenger to President Nicolas Maduro in this July 28th election. The bloc acted Friday, just one day before the deadline to formalize its candidate. The coalition, known as the Unitary Democratic Platform, says the decision was reached unanimously by the bloc's 10 parties. The opposition group needed to replace its first candidate, Maria Corina Machado, who easily won a primary organized by the bloc in October, but was barred by the government from running. The Biden administration on Wednesday reimposed crushing oil sanctions on Venezuela, criticizing Maduro's crackdown on the opposition before the election. Maduro is seeking a third term that would last until 2031. A man who doused himself in an accelerant and set himself on fire outside the courthouse where former President Donald Trump is on trial has died. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The New York City Police Department said early Saturday that the man was declared dead by staff at an area hospital. Officials and witnesses say the man was in Collect Pond Park around 1:30 Friday afternoon when he took out pamphlets espousing conspiracy theories, tossed them around, then doused himself in an accelerant and set himself on fire. A large number of police officers were nearby when it happened. Some officers and bystanders rushed to aid the man, who was hospitalized in critical condition. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Assembly of the world's largest digital astronomy camera is now complete and ready to ship to its new home atop the Simonis Survey Telescope at the Vera C. Rubin Observatory in Chile. Engineers and scientists at the SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory in Menlo Park, California, assembled the 3,200-megapixel camera, which weighs approximately 3,000 kilograms. Once installed, the Legacy Survey of Space and Time camera will be capable of producing approximately 1,000 images and 15 to 20 terabytes of data a night. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.